Hola, ¿qué tal? Muy buenas tardes. Hoy estamos con Bobby Quintos y nos va a hablar en inglés para que todos entendamos en qué consiste su compañía Argo. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My name is Bobby Quintos with Argo Group, LLC. I'm the president of the company. Thank you for having me in your show, Wendy. We're here in Mexico to look at solutions for the energy sector of the country. We have projects all around the world that can provide new technology into this country and help it move forward.
Talk to me. What's going on in new technologies and what happened with your experience?
Okay. So just a little bit of background before we discuss Mexico. We have projects in Vietnam, a major project for 3.2 gigawatts of electricity. We are a technology and a projects company. We bring in new technology from different parts of the world, like Norway, like the United States, all these different things. My background is I was an executive for British Petroleum around the world. I worked in Iraq after the war in reconstructing their country, building the pipelines, building the export structure, bringing technology there to increase production of the oil from 1 million barrels to almost 3 million barrels per day. I see similarities here in Mexico, which we can help to do the same thing. I also worked in Indonesia for BP to develop and operate the LNG terminal there in the Papuan jungle. Very difficult places to do work. And also in the Gulf of Mexico for offshore production, exploration and production. Now with Argo, after I left BP, I started Argo. We have partnerships with large companies like GE, General Electric, to provide the gas turbines. We look for power projects so we can bring affordable electricity to the people of the world. That's what we want. Because at the end of the day, electricity and energy is what moves society. It allows for better lifestyle, better quality of life, better education, transportation. It affects everything that we do.
No contamination.
And because we're using natural gas, it is a fossil fuel, but it is the cleanest of all the fossil fuels. I look at natural gas as a bridge fuel to renewables. Right? Until the technology for renewables get better and get more readily available, natural gas is a perfect bridge for that. Because at the end of the day, we're producing less pollutions going into the atmosphere, and it's affecting the climate positively versus negatively.
Mm. Are you working in Colombia also, right?
Yes. We have a project in Colombia for we're bidding on the FSRU project there, floating storage unit in Buenaventura, mm-hmm. and we're also looking at fields there for development, oil and gas fields. Yes.
Say more to the Mexican people.
So. The whole reason for this visit this past 2 weeks is to meet with the government. We've met with General Electric, our partners here in Mexico, and we are consulting with several other groups here in Mexico. I see that there's a lot of opportunities here in Mexico. This new president, López Obrador, President López Obrador, I think he's doing a great job. From a financial perspective, from an outside investor perspective, the moves that he's doing now to remove corruption, to remove all this cancer, basically, that's been in the system for a long time, is a very positive change, and we applaud him for that. And we're here to support him in providing financing and technology and helping rebuild, basically, the Mexican
security.
Energy.
You feel security with the,
yes.
the new government.
Yes. Security and trust, which is very important. Right? This president, he's only been in power since December, and he's already making big changes. So we hope and we support him that he continues.
Yes, we are. Congratulations to know you.
Yes.
And bring more companies, please.
Yes, of course. And investors.
Obvious.
Yes.
Thank you for your information, and have a good day, a good time in Mexico.
Thank you very much, Wendy, for having me again on the show.